This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Means no worries.
I don't give a shit.
Yes, in your days. Hakuna Matata. Oh, I messed it up.
You got the wrong line? It's like a 3-line song.
I haven't seen this in a while, man.
When's the last time you saw Lion King start to finish?
It's been a while.
Like 10 years 15 years, like 20 years?
Yeah.
I'm good for a good watch of the Lion King whenever it's on or we put it on. All right,
somebody told me Mufasa was on Disney.
They have a new Mufasa movie.
Yeah, right? I haven't seen that one either. And our new defensive end, what was his name again?
Ezeraku.
The Rock. He's Nigerian. His dad's Nigerian.
Don't you try to justify what you did.
Stop the nickname.
Stop that dead in tracks. Okay. I was on point though.
You've started something that could get us in trouble. Two. He's not our new defensive end. It's a mock draft.
No,
this isn't real.
He's already here.
Our new defensive end, Donovan Ezeraku. No, he's not.
We got
Uche,
Aziz Ojulari. They could be the angry Africans. Nobody wants
they
to touch that.
They can for you.
No one wants to touch that.
Nobody touch that.
Are you crazy?
Wait a minute, but the exciting one. Okay, I'll figure out it.
People on YouTube can see Joe and I plainly.
Yeah.
We can't. We can't.
Nope.
Okay, I'll workshop that one a little bit.
Come up with something else.
You're all by yourself on this one.
I don't know if they're all Nigerian.
I would be surprised if they are.
Ezeraku's Nigerian.
Okay. You're going to look up Uche and Ojulari?
I'm going to look up the other guys.
All right. Huge weekend, doing a deep dive into the New Eagles and Astros families.
Something else.
Workshop this thing right out of the show. All right, 215-592-9494. We will give out our winner the $100 gift card to Sunoco this segment. Best answer we get. We've got a lot of good ones today. Sports venue we should check out. A lot of people from here, obviously, were in Nats Park yesterday. That's not a good sports venue. Very blah. Bad sight lines in Natsfield, but there's a lot of great ones.
We got some shadows.
Yeah, some unique ones, and the best answer we get by end of the show wins the prize. All right. By the way, as Kyle and Hugh referenced, WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show here. All right, before we get back to the phones, though, we wanted to get to a couple of things Philly said yesterday that had us scratching our heads. First, you want to start with Bryce Harper here? Bryce Harper on Alec Boehm. I think this was meant in a very complimentary way. It's just the wording was a little bit odd.
Obviously, they were real. He had a possibility of going somewhere else, and
A lot of guys in here, man, including myself, we love that kid over there. He plays the game and plays it hard and understand what it takes, man. And he just needs to not put pressure on himself too much and just have fun, enjoy what he does. And what a big at bat for him to come through right there.
All right, so Bryce Harper said a lot of guys, including himself, like Alec Bohm. But he didn't say all of us. You think that's just a weird wording?
I think it's just the way that Bryce talks.
I think so, too.
A lot of people, especially nowadays, are not really self-aware of some of the things that they say. Yeah. And when you bring it to their attention, they'll look at you like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean not? Because I heard, and maybe this is an us problem. Maybe most rational people that had just heard it were like, yeah, they all love Alec Bohm. We heard it, we're like, wait a second.
My trained ear.
No, because we're in a business where a lot of times we pick apart what's being said.
Yeah.
Because we try to interpret what you're trying to say. And for a lot of people, they don't put that much thought in sometimes into what they say.
Oh, so we're long thinking.
Well, no, it's not your long thinking. It's like you hear it and you're like, okay, what does that mean? Because we're trained to hang on every word.
Yeah.
So when you say everybody, even me, that sounds weird. That's not the way most people talk.
You're right about this. Someone asked me recently, like, what's different, like doing our job versus just being a regular sports fan? And that was one of the first things I said, like, I mentioned the Sixers, like when they were good. I'd watch halftime to see what Barkley said about Embiid because we're going to use that.
Right.
Like,
it just, right.
Yeah, it just changes. It probably meant nothing. It was just kind of weird.
Yeah, sure. It's just sometimes there's a little more, I guess, like clues or
Hughes clues?
It's like, well, no. Bryce's clues. But like it almost feels like coded and maybe not in an intentional way.
Yeah.
But I feel like the easiest thing for him to have said there was just, we love Alec Bohm here.
Yeah, simple. We would have covered the entire team. He's loved in this clubhouse.
Yeah. Right. Like a lot of guys. Because if I were walking around and I'm talking to somebody about work, they're like, what do you guys think of Hugh? And I'm like, a lot of us love you.
Yeah,
that's probably the I wouldn't read into that because that's probably the case.
Right.
Well, I would have read it the way you presented it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like everybody don't like you, man. I mean, that's fine because you're not supposed to like all your coworkers.
But you see what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I definitely see what
like,
you're saying.
Like, what do you guys think of Joe? Oh, a lot of us like him.
You know, I actually was reading something recently that I forget the ratio. It might be 70-30. You actually in life should have a 70-30 split between people that like you and don't. If everyone likes you, you're too nice. If everyone hates you, you're obviously a jerk.
Well, screw the 30%.
Yeah. But you need the 30. You got to piss off 30% of the people. All right. Let's get to the other one that was said yesterday. And this one, I mean, what's this guy talking about? Max Kepler after the game. Let's listen to him.
I think we're just as hungry as any other year. You know, I don't want to give away too much when it comes to our approach and how we're going to attack the other teams. But I mean, I think everything that happened last year and the years prior is in the past, and no one's looking back at that. We're just going to try and make the most of what we have here. But I think everyone's hungry and as excited as I am to be here and get after it.
What do you mean we're just as hungry as any other year? He just got here. He just arrived. This was his first game yesterday. He's talking as if he's been here for years. You think he's just trying to assimilate?
And initially when I heard it, I thought he meant as baseball players, just in the general speaking.
Right. No, but he meant
but
the
then
Phillies.
I guess he's not pontificating. He just started long talking. And he started talking about, it made it sound like he'd been here for a while.
I almost forgot that he just got here when he heard it. When I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, he's been here a while. No, he's been here for 5 seconds.
Three for three, too, by the way, Joe.
They're all
three from Nigeria. All three of them have Nigerian backgrounds.
So
we could call them Nigerian nightmares. No.
Well, that's an ode
that's different,
to
sure.
That's for the Christian Okoye.
Yes.
Yeah. You understand.
The new nightmares. The new Nigerian nightmares. I think that has a way different implication. Yeah.
The other one has a way different implication.
Nightmare and angry about the same thing to me.
No, it means they're nightmares for the opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see
the correlation now.
Okay. I'm glad it took you 2 seconds.
Just derailing the conversation that we're having about.
It's Friday, man.
Yeah, man.
It's Friday.
So
I ain't getting enough sleep.
I'm trying to think of like
the game was over at 7 o'clock.
I stayed up for a little while.
What are you doing?
Oh, I stayed up.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Am I good now, Hugh?
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to double check.
My bad. You're good.
So I guess it would be like Vic Fangio coming in and being like, yeah, last year sucked. Like, that was painful for a lot of us.
You just got here.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you weren't here.
Well, that's a different perspective. I think Vic would get a pass with that.
Well, now.
I know, but he said, we're just as hungry as any other year. How do you know what happened here last year?
Well,
he has no backdrop to that.
You know what's funny? I think that if Vic said that, it would probably be looked at in that same setting. It probably would be looked at differently.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether I'm confused by this or respect Kepler for just trying to pretend he's been here for a few years. Work his way right
nothing
in.
Nothing ever happened.
I'm confused. What do you mean? You just like you people. What do you mean you people?
You people. Or it's like the Uncle Phil. And you ever see the scene in Fresh Prince where he says we and he says we and he laughs and walks away? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
If people understand the reference, you're not part. You weren't really here for this.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I know what you're saying and I understand it, but it's just like. I thought more so when he said it initially, when he went down the rabbit hole, that's where I get with Kyler. But when he said it initially, I took it as a baseball player.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Lou on the cell. What's up, Lou?
Hey.
Hey,
how
Lou.
How you doing, Joe?
Good, Lou. What's up?
you and I talked last year about Alec Bohm.
Hey, Lou.
You remember?
Lou.
Yeah.
Lou.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Hugh.
Hi, you.
Thank you.
They don't know who he is.
Lou. Lou, so what are you thinking about?
Well, you were talking about last year about Alec Bohm,
mm-hmm.
that you wanted to get rid of, send him to Beirut or wherever the hell you wanted to send him.
Well, I just think the Cardinals or something. I don't know. Beirut.
You want to send him to Beirut?
Okay.
No, I didn't say that.
The Cardinals, whoever. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies know what they got in Alec Bohm. That's why he's batting third.
Well, but they tried to trade him, Lou. They didn't want him anymore.
They didn't try to trade him. That was all BS.
No, they tried. Bryce Harper
Bryce
after
Harper
the game
literally just said
it was all real. They tried to trade him.
No, they did not.
So,
Lou, does Harper know? What the hell does Harper know?
His agent is Scott Boris, Lou. You don't think he's kind of connected?
Listen to me.
Oh,
yeah, Lou knows better than Bryce.
I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lou don't even know who all on this damn show.
First of all, you.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, okay. I am.
Okay, you were a great player, and I admire everything you did with the
just
Eagles.
Don't want to speak.
But Joe mm-hmm. don't know from straight up and down about ball players.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Alec Bohm's got a problem with his failing, and I understand that.
Attention.
I've been talking to Alec Bohm all winter.
You've been talking to Alec Bohm?
Absolutely.
How do you know him?
On Facebook.
Hold on a second. You've been talking to Alec Bohm on Facebook. Lou, are you sure it's the real Alec Bohm?
Yeah, because he gave me the I forget the name right now off the top of my head, but it was a special hookup to him. I'm serious now.
I'm serious either, Lou. I don't think you're talking to the real Alec Bohm. I'm being honest with you, Lou. This guy took all
you
the apps.
You don't know who he know.
I know this. Alec Bohm said he took all the apps off his phone, except he kept Lou on Facebook. This is what I'm supposed to believe? Lou, who are you talking to?
No. It wasn't Facebook. It was.
You just told me it was Facebook.
It was through Messenger and another line
it was
that he
Tinder.
Uses. To talk to people. I'm serious. I talked to him. And why would you doubt me?
Did you just follow me?
Why would I call you and lie to you?
Well, Lou, you're accusing Bryce Harper of lying about the Alec Bohm trade rumors. So what did you guys talk about, Lou?
No, because...
Private conversations.
What did we talk about?
Yes.
No, I'm going to tell you what we talked about.
I'm excited to hear it, Lou.
Spill the tea.
Okay. I talked to him about throwing bats and helmets and having an attitude when he fails. And he knows he's got that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the Phillies, if they were that upset with him and they wanted to trade him, he'd be gone.
Well, they did bench him in the playoffs last year, Lou.
Well, they benched him because he threw his helmet and his bat. That's why they benched him.
So where did you guys go with the conversation? Is he not going to do this anymore? Has he figured this stuff out?
Well, he came close yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him. He came close yesterday. He would look like he was going to throw the bat.
I know.
But he didn't. And after he struck out. But guess what? He got two big hits in that game. And the Phillies won because of him. Not because of the home runs by the two big guys.
Well, if not for the home runs, then Bohm's hits wouldn't have been able to do what they did.
Well,
I mean, they needed the home runs first.
Right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I already found some common ground here.
But they didn't win the game.
No, but Bohm's hit won the game. So you're a Bohm guy, and you're happy he's here.
Absolutely.
All right.
He's going to make the All-Star team again.
Well, he did last year. He could again, sure.
Yeah, he's batting third for the Phillies. Batting third.
Well, I don't know if he's going to bat third tomorrow. He might bat fourth tomorrow.
Now you got it, Joe.
Now we got it, Lou.
You got it, buddy.
Yep.
Adios.
Adios, Lou. I like that.
Yeah, Lou old school.
What do we think of Lou?
Old school. Yeah.
Do we think Lou spoke to Alec Bohm this offseason?
No.
Of course. Why would he come on here and lie to you?
You're calling Lou a liar here?
No, I didn't say it was a lie. He misspoke.
He believes he spoke to Alec Bohm.
He misremembered. That's the word I wanted to use.
Well, when he started with the Facebook thing, I thought, you know, like, there's a lot of fake things out there. You think you're speaking to Alec Bohm. It's an Alec Bohm fan page.
I'm going to venture to say Lou,
talking to a fan page. That'd
Lou's
be amazing.
Probably about north of 80, probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
It feels like Lou's setting his ways.
Okay.
And Lou's going to, you know, he's gonna give you a piece of his baseball
mind. The hell do you know, Joe?
Yeah, basically.
I wanted to send him to Beirut, apparently. I don't even know where that came from.
The rumors were all BS.
Just wanted to trade him. Yeah, I know. They were all BS.
Don't listen to Bryce.
Except Bryce Harper yesterday said they were not BS. He acknowledged that they almost traded Alec Bohm.
They were talking about it.
Everyone knows they were real, except, you know, Bohm and what was his name?
Lou.
Let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
You know what, guys? Listen, I've been listening to this show for the last hour or two. I don't care about Lou and Bohm and the shadows and all this other garbage. The bottom line is I want to win the World Series. This team is not good enough to win the World Series. They made that guy look like Sandy Koufax yesterday. And it's the same problem that happens every single year. They swing through too many pitches and they chase too many pitches. And I'm sick and tired of it. And this is Dombrowski's fault and it's Thompson's fault. And there's no discipline at the plate. Okay, maybe they took some more pitches yesterday and they took more pitches in the spring. Great! They're not good enough.
Mark,
that's it.
Mark, you want to talk to Lou?
Good enough.
Mark, can I ask you a question real quick?
Absolutely.
Out of all, how many games did you watch yesterday? Just the Phillies?
I probably average 150 games a year with the Phillies.
No, I'm saying how many games did you watch yesterday of baseball?
I fell asleep six times, but I watched the Phillies.
So that's the only.
You can relate.
No. That's the only game.
How many times you fall asleep yesterday? Six?
The only game
don't
I
put my personal
I could not keep my eyes open.
That's the only game you watch. She's telling you.
Okay, no, because I was about to ask you, given what you saw yesterday, how many teams do you think are capable of winning the World Series right now from this season? I ain't talking about last year. I'm talking about right now.
From this season, American League, National League, I'm going to say 8 to 10 teams.
I'd agree with that.
No, but what I'm saying is, as of yesterday, who do you think is the lot? The point that I'm trying to make is the season just started. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
You. The season, it doesn't matter if the season just started. This is a chronic issue with this team.
Now, Mark.
They waste good starting pitching.
But they won yesterday.
Yeah,
waste it yesterday.
They did.
How many games do you think the Nationals are going to win this year?
That's not the point that I'm making.
70 to 70.
The point that I'm making is this. is that it's a work in progress. Now, to your point,
no,
is there?
It's not. No, it's not. This is a chronic problem with this team every year.
Mark,
they strike out.
To your point.
Tons.
To your point, it's a lot of similarities to last year. I give you that, but you're not going to concede that they took more pitches. They took a lot of pitches yesterday. You're not going to concede that, and that's something that last year.
Well, they took a lot of pitches in the first half of last year as well, and they got off to a good start. But they didn't do that in the second half. Listen, zebras don't change their stripes. They are what they are. They are what they are. And you need to change the roster to a certain degree.
Overall, Mark, I agree with you. I mean, there's a debate about yesterday's game, and then there's the overall big picture. I agree on this.
Joe,
yeah, you and I know. I know you are. Mark, where should we go? What's the venue we should check out?
I don't know, man. The bottom line is I just want to win the World Series.
Me
right?
too. You know what? I'm with you, Mark. Mark, you have a great weekend. Mark, Lou and Mark back-to-back was
a lot.
Dynamic.
We've had some wild calls.
And now we go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, Kyle, how you doing?
Joe, we're good. What are you feeling?
I was telling Kyle, 3 years ago, there were free agent shortstops out there. Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson, and Correa. And eventually, all four of them were signed to play shortstop. Okay, but last year, where did Xander Bogaerts play?
They moved him off of shortstop to second base.
Right. And Kim played shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ticks me off about this team. They are showing me that they really don't want to win, because they're catering to big-name players. If this Dickerson, the fielding coach, is worth his salt, he knows that Stott would be a better shortstop, and Turner would be probably a very good second baseman, but they won't do that. So let's get off of that, okay? Taiwan Walker, you guys know that maybe I'm the only one or one of a very few people that has his jersey.
Very few, yes.
All right, okay. I'm a loyal person. Okay?
Oh, I'm Cal Stevenson to a fault,
baby. And in 23, Taiwan Walker won 15 ball games for that team.
I don't give a shit.
Of the five starters, he had the fourth best. He had a better ERA than Nola.
Yeah. Right? I don't give a shit.
And close to Suarez, who was, I think, number three. And what did they do? They leave him off the
roster. Well, they
roster.
Did, yeah. And then he
but
got
Michael
mad,
Lorenzen.
And he was tweeting about
Come on,
it. And
Lorenzen,
yeah. And Joe, we love you, and we'll continue the conversation next week when he pitches. We do have
Half
to.
Was outrageous.
We do have to. This segment was bananas. We have to award a winner here: $100 gift card to Sunoco gas stations. All right, what do we got? What's our favorite one for a venue?
Porta Potty Run, baby.
Porta Potty Run.
That was funny.
Who was that?
Churchill Downs. It was Mark in Delaware.
Mark in Delaware. You are the winner today. All right, everyone, have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the Phillies tomorrow. Today, the rest of the day, we could decompress after yelling about 19 strikeouts. We got a baseball game tomorrow and Sunday. We'll talk to you on Monday. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!